Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. This is podcast number 32, and I am recording it a little earlier than I typically do because I will be leaving to go out of town on vacation with my husband for a weekend. So we're going to take a long weekend and go to Mexico and thaw out because I just don't enjoy the cold weather. The older I get, the colder it gets, and the narrower my comfort zone gets, the warmer my comfort zone gets. So we're heading to Mexico at the end of the week, so I won't be here on the weekend to record this podcast. So I'm recording it in the evening after a day of work, and there are people in the house, so who knows what you're going to hear in the background. So I want to talk to you guys today about feelings. I know last week's podcast was pretty lengthy. It was one of my windier podcasts. This one shouldn't be as long, but I want to talk about feelings. And I know I talk about this a lot, and it's because they're important. I'm not talking about things like hurt feelings, but I want to actually talk about feelings as a verb, how we feel, what we actually feel in our body. So recognize that feelings are the key to the results we get. Many of you know that one of the primary tools I use in coaching is a tool called the thought model. I've referred to this a lot during the podcast, and you can check out podcast number 12 for a more detailed description of the thought model. But for this podcast, I want you to understand that feelings drive all of our actions and therefore our results. So getting to know your feelings very intimately is really important to getting the results that you want. Getting to know the feelings that you feel frequently, that keep they're your go-to feelings, seeing what actions they're driving for you is also very helpful. And then recognizing that when you're wanting something different in your life, trying to figure out what that feels like is really important. A lot of times we just want to assign a feeling. I feel committed. I feel determined. I feel courageous. We want to assign a really sounds great feeling that will get us an action that gets us the results we want. But until you actually sit down and think about, okay, what does committed really feel like in my body? Do I feel it in my body? Do I feel it in my brain? Do I feel it in my head? What does determined really feel like? Do I feel it in my shoulders? Does it feel like my chest getting wider? What does it really feel like? That is what you actually have to tap into and then go back to in the moment when you need to have a different action, when you want to have a different result. So that's what I'm talking about today, the actual verb of feeling. So what many of my clients, and certainly I have found in my own life, is that the feeling that I'm trying to avoid is not nearly as the action that I take to avoid the feeling. So I'm going to give you some examples. Maybe you get in an argument with your spouse. You tell yourself some version of, he acted this way, and that shows me that the relationship is not important to him. Or he doesn't love me in the way I wish he did. Or he doesn't think X is important, and our values just are not together. We just aren't where I think we should be. You feel bad when you tell yourself these things. When you have these thoughts, when you believe these thoughts, you feel bad. Maybe it's hurt. Maybe you feel disappointment, but it's definitely on the bad side of the feelings, right? And so what do you do? Maybe you eat some ice cream or some cake so you can feel a little bit better, right? Or maybe you go and buy an expensive purse because you feel crappy and buying that purse is going to make you feel better. Of course, none of these actions do anything to change the relationship or your thoughts about your relationship with your spouse, okay? These are all versions of avoidance. What they do lead to is extra weight on your body, or they lead to money that you didn't really plan on spending on a purse, and now you got to figure out how to fix that problem with your budget, right? When it leads to this extra weight, you got to figure out how you're going to lose that extra weight that you just put on because you have these thoughts about your spouse, right? So let's look at another example. Maybe an unexpected bill showed up in the mail and you have not budgeted the money to pay that bill immediately. And you have this thought, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. I don't know where this money is going to come from. And maybe that drives you to feel worried or scared or anxious. And in that moment, you turn to Oreos. Or for some people, they will go and take a nap, right? They're just going to, I'm just going to go to sleep. I can't even. Or some people will go and decide to look at Facebook because they're so stressed and they just don't want to think about it. I'm going to go look at Facebook. And they lose an hour scrolling through Facebook or down some Wikipedia rabbit hole or whatever that looks like. All of these are avoidant behaviors. All of this, every action here, the Oreos, the nap, or the losing an hour on Facebook is avoiding the problem, right? And the result that you get is you don't know how you're going to pay the bill. You create that initial thought through those actions, right? Because you're scared, you're fearful, you're worried, you're anxious. You don't figure out, you don't do any problem solving to figure out how you're going to pay the bill, and you still have to pay the bill, right? So this is where I want to talk about these feelings. I don't necessarily want to review the thought model and all the details about the thought model, but I really want to talk about feeling. How do we just feel an emotion? How do we just feel hurt or disappointment or bad? How do I just feel worried or scared or anxious? How do we just feel those emotions? When we think about feeling hurt during an argument with a spouse, how does that hurt feel in my body? Is it sharp? Does it feel dull? Is it achy? Is it fiery? Does it feel like a bruise? Is it deep and a dull pain and deep in your body? Does it feel strong? Is it intense? Is it sharp? Is it dull? Could you assign hot or cold to the feeling? Could you assign a color to the feeling? Where in your body do you feel this? I want you to get to know the feeling. What is it like? And then I want you to ask yourself, why are you avoiding this feeling? Why are you avoiding reaching all of your health goals, living a naturally healthy life, having normal blood sugars, getting off medications, losing weight? Why are you avoiding all of these goals? Why are you missing out on achieving all of those goals just so you don't have to feel this feeling? What is it about that feeling that's driving you to eat foods that don't serve your body? Do you think that this is something you could actually feel and tolerate and sustain and live through without cake, ice cream, or Oreos? Or maybe you're a savory person and your food that you turn to with when you have emotions like this is pizza or fried chicken or bread or chips. What is it about the worry of that unexpected bill that's driving you to eat foods that make you sick? Is it a vibration? Is it an ache? Is the worry cold? Is it blue? Is it sharp? Is it dull? Is it intense? Is it more of a low nagging feeling? Is it in your chest? Is it in your throat? Is it in the back of your head? What is it? And why are you allowing that to drive you to do things that don't serve your body, don't serve your health, don't serve your wellness? So I'm going to tell you where I saw this coming up for me in my life. As an example, I saw it coming up with a combination. These emotions went together for me, and it was frustration, irritation, and anxiety. They all came together. I would probably say that anxiety was the most overarching, and it was peppered with frustration and irritation. So interestingly, I would never have described myself as an anxious person. I really feel like I'm pretty laid back and pretty easygoing. But after really evaluating what emotion that I have when my brain is offering me food, what I realized is that I was so laid back because I was numbing all those anxieties with M&Ms. I saw this most frequently when I was at work. I would get to work in the morning at 8 a.m. or 7:30 or whatever it looked like, and I'd look at my patient's schedule, and I would prep my brain mentally for that experience throughout the day. And then come 9:15 or 10 o'clock in the afternoon, my schedule would change. Somebody would add a patient. And suddenly I'd have thoughts of, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall behind. I can't I wasn't planning on that. And that would give me this frustration, this irritation, and this anxiety, right? Another time I saw this was when staff, my medical staff, would come to check out a patient. They've roomed the patient. They've got vital signs. The patient's ready for me to see. And they would tell me about the patient and what they're here for. And I would think something like, well, what am I going to do about that? There's nothing to do about this. There's nothing to fix this. Or maybe even sometimes a very vulnerable thought was, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to make that better. This could be 100 different things. I don't know what it is. And I would get frustrated. And then I would feel even more falling behind. And then I would get anxious with that. And my brain would immediately offer me food to make this experience easier. Why would it do this? Because that's what my brain had done for decades. My brain was very well trained and very efficient at making me feel better. The solution that my brain knew would make me feel better was food, and it loved that solution because it always managed the feeling of anxious and frustrated and irritated. It was always available and it always worked. It was always spot on. My brain was very good at coming up with the solution every single time because it worked every single time. Once I realized that M&Ms weren't serving my health and I changed to eating more healthily, my brain would still offer me food. Maybe it was grapes. Then it moved on to nuts. And once I stopped nibbling on those foods throughout the day and I stopped eating and grazing throughout the day, my brain would then offer me, it's time for lunch. Yeah, I know it's 9:15 in the morning, but it's time for lunch because my brain still wanted me to use the food to deal with those feelings. Of course, this was never actually feeling the feeling. This was using food to numb and avoid the feeling, using food to ensure that I did not have to feel the feeling. Why did I do this? Why did I think that I could not just feel the anxiety, the frustration, the irritation in my body? In the pit of my stomach, I would feel this, and it would travel to my thought, and that would cause a vibration in my chest. It was a persistent, grating feeling with a moderate, intense discomfort. It would feel heavy sometimes, like I was trying to run in a dream. Why did I think that I had to answer that with food? Why couldn't I just feel it? I would tell myself it was time for lunch. Yes, it would get earlier Monday. I was planning on eating lunch at 12:30, but by 11:30, I was pretty fired up. And so 11:30, I was quote unquote hungry. It was time for lunch. By Tuesday, it was 10:30. By Friday, I was telling myself lunch had to be eaten at 8:15 in the morning. And with each day, I could see it getting earlier and earlier. And I would blame it on quote unquote actual hunger. But it wasn't. It wasn't actually hunger. It was me having this experience of anxiety and frustration and irritation. And my brain had just gotten very efficient at answering that emotion with food. So the most interesting part about all of this, when I started working through it, the most interesting part about this work was what I realized I was missing. The feelings that I was not tuning into because I was so focused on avoiding that anxiety, frustration, irritation combo. The pleasures experiencing that I was experiencing in my body right during that moment that I wasn't focused on or aware of because I was so focused on avoiding the anxiety, the frustration, and the irritation. So what am I talking about? I'm talking that in the hours after waking up and before my first meal, I feel thin. I feel thin in my body. I feel svelte. I feel good. I like not having food in my tummy. I don't like going to bed with food on my gut. I don't like waking up with food on my gut. I like that feeling of being content, not being hungry and not being full, of just being content. There's nothing there. And I like that feeling because I associate that with thinness in my brain. I also was missing out on other feel-good feelings, right? I was missing out on the grumbling in my tummy. I like a little bit of grumbling in my tummy. Not a full-on gnawing rumble, but a little grumble in my tummy. I like that. I associate that with thinness in my body. When I was so busy wrapped up in feeling, avoiding really the anxiety, I wasn't really tapped into those good feelings that I was experiencing. I wasn't tapped into the feeling of pride for achieving my health goals, right? For having done the work that I'd done to that point and having that feeling of thinness, that feeling of sveltness, that feeling of grumbly little bits in my tummy that I associate with thinness. I wasn't able to even enjoy the pride of that, of the work that I'd done up to that point, because I was so wrapped up in the anxiety of the other experience, right? I was so hell-bent on avoiding the pit in my stomach that travels to my throat, causing vibrations in my chest that was persistently grating and moderately uncomfortable and heavy and thick, like running in a dream. I was so wrapped up in avoiding that that I missed all of these other pleasurable feelings in my body. Other pleasurable feelings that I missed out on. When I have the space heater, which I always have going underneath my desk, it could be August in Kansas, and I still have a space heater going on in my desk, underneath my desk. And why? Because that heat, that warmth is a pleasurable feeling for me. But I was so wrapped up in this other negative feeling that I could not focus on that pleasurable feeling going on. So I want you to look at this. I want you to see where it is. What is the feeling that you are so hell-bent on avoiding that you are sacrificing all of your health goals for? That's the first thing I want you to see. What is that feeling, and what does it feel like in your body when you're actually experiencing it? Then I also want you to look at what you are missing out on. What are the feel-good feelings, the pleasurable feelings that you're missing out on because you're so wrapped up in your brain and avoiding some other feeling? And then look at that. And instead of fighting the negative feeling, the, for me, anxiety, frustration, and irritation, instead of fighting that emotion, just let it be there. Let it live there. This is the way my brain works. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, I am going to focus on the warmth on my feet from the space heater. I am going to focus on the way that my tummy feels thin right now. I am going to focus on the contentment of neither being hungry or full in this moment. I'm going to focus on the pride from the efforts that I've put forward up until this point to reach my health goals. I'm going to focus on those feelings instead of spending so much time wrapped up in this other negative pathway. And over time, your brain will stop offering you that food to deal with that negative emotion because you're giving your brain some positive reinforcement, some positive feel-good emotion. The other thing I want you to realize is that when you start thinking about changing actions, you work through your thought model, you have a circumstance, you have a feeling, you have an emotion, you have an action driven by that emotion and your results, and you're like, that isn't working for me. I want to have a different result. So most of the time people find they work it backwards, right? You put your result in line. My result is I want to lose 10 pounds. What feeling or what action do I have to perform on a daily basis to get to that 10-pound weight loss or whatever that looks like for you? Okay, I have to follow my food plan. Okay, what feeling do I have to have to follow that food plan? Okay, I have to have a feeling of determination. Okay, and what makes you feel determined? What thought makes you feel determined? I know that following my food plan serves my health goals and is going to help me achieve all my health and wellness goals to live that naturally healthy life. That is what you go from, right? Okay, you try to think that thought that you hope will drive that determined feeling. But I want you to actually spend some time. What does determined feel like in your body? If you cannot get to it from the thought of, I know that following my food plan is going to lead me to that naturally healthy life. If you cannot actually feel determined in your body from that thought, then I want you to think of another time in your life where you have felt determined. Maybe it was getting through college. Maybe it was potty training your kids. Maybe it was some other. Maybe you ran a marathon and like you're on mile 24 of that marathon and you are not into those last 2 miles, but you are determined to finish. And then I want you to feel in your body, where did you feel that? What did it feel like? How did it feel? Was it soft? Was it hard? Was it dull? Was it sharp? Was it hot? Was it cold? Was it soft? Was it hard? What did it feel like? How would you describe it in your body? And then look and see if really the thought that you're having does match up to that feeling and if it doesn't, adjust the thought. Okay. Recognize this is the stuff that's hard, right? This is the stuff that we work on in coaching that is challenging. And that's why having a coach is helpful. So if that's something you're interested in, remember the consult is always free. The first session with me is always a consult and it's free. Sign up, send me a message, delaneatdelanemd.com. Let's get you set up and get that consult so you can get a strategy for how you're going to achieve your naturally healthy life. Remember, you don't need to be in person. I have a client who lives in Canada. Her and I meet every week through an app called Zoom on our computers. We spend 45 minutes. We do all the coaching that she needs right there on that online app. So if you do not live in the area and you've been telling yourself that, oh, I don't live there, so I can't get coaching, that's wrong. Please don't let that limit you. Please reach out to me. Let's set up that consult so we can get you started living your naturally healthy life. I am off to Mexico. I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.